I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. After a massive explosion rocked Beirut, the Lebanese government stepped down and provided emergency powers to the military. Pierre Husni of Horizons International.
I wish that there would be martial law, and most Lebanese people would love it. Because this has been yet another fake resignation of the government.
Husni says the resignation is a largely symbolic move. The administrative wing resigned, but not the parliament or the president. Lebanese are ashamed of the way their government has failed to respond in any way to the explosion. But while the government has stepped down, the church has stepped up. Christians are helping clean up, providing food and housing the homeless. And as they do, please pray many would find eternal life in Christ. And China has always restricted digital access to Christian content in local regions. Then COVID-19 changed the game. The church experienced booming online growth, and officials were too busy fighting the virus to focus on restricting them. Now that the pandemic's effect is dwindling in China, Joe Handley of Asian Access says the unregistered church is facing crackdowns.
The Chinese capacity to oversee what's happening in the digital space is quite strong. And so now we're hearing stories of pastors that are getting detained because they were holding some kind of rally online.
Although the church in China is growing, believers are worried that young people may not respond well to pressure. Please pray Chinese Christians would be filled with courage, wisdom, and perseverance only God can provide in the coming months. And learn more about China's digital church at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Trans World Radio offers a free booklet called Stories of Hope. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.